Welcome to The Benchcast with your host, the man whose business is benching, Coach Ben. What is going on, guys? This is Coach Ben, and you are listening to The Benchcast. And today I am going to be sharing with y'all a training that I did with my team where I discuss how it's really important, and it's a really important quality as a power lifter to be able to separate your lifts, separate sessions, separate even meet performances in your mind, and how to not get derailed by poor lifts or sessions or meets or training cycles, right? So if this is something that you find you commonly struggle with getting in your head about certain lifts and it really snowballing and leading to more poor lifts and more poor training sessions and having bad meets, and you just feel like it's kind of spiraling out of control, this is going to be an awesome talk for you. So I hope you all enjoy. What is going on, team? Coach Ben here, and I have a great mindset talk for y'all today. So the theme of this discussion now we're about to have, and I have some notes here. I'm just going to kind of go off the cusp on the subject here. This was something this past month. If you rewatch the talk that we had with Chad Akes. Now, Chad Akes, one of the greatest equipped lifters of all time, one of the highest totals ever in the 2700s. Unreal, right? This was something that he actually brought up in the chat. If you go and listen to that, the idea of being able to separate lifts and how that is a really, really important quality to have as a power lifter, to be able to separate individual lifts. And we can go as far as to separate sessions, to separate meet performances. Right. That is a really important quality to have if you want to be successful in this sport, especially the longer you go in this sport, because you can really let yourself get derailed with a couple bad meets or a couple bad lifts before me. I mean, how many of you have, you know, considered dropping out of meets before because of how maybe the lead up has been? I've certainly been there. Hell, I even think I have dropped out of some meets before. Right. We've all kind of been through it. The longer you've been competing, it's tough because it gets in your head. All right. And you start, everything is a snowball effect. Right. So if you're doing great, everything's awesome. Right. You're feeling awesome. You're ready to roll, but it's not always going to be that way. So we need to be able to handle that and be able to keep a strong mindset and understand that one bad lift, one bad session, one bad training cycle, bad meet, it doesn't have to define where we're headed, okay? It can if we let it. Doesn't have to. So what does it mean to separate lifts? I kind of touched on that a little bit. You know, being able to isolate specific bad lifts in the training session, to be able to isolate specific bad sessions, which I know you guys have all been through. I see the post too. We know when it's not a great session. We know when we're off that day. And even bad meets, we're going to have bad meets too. Okay. We need to be able to isolate these individual performances. All right. And the idea that one bad performance shouldn't bleed into another. So if you have a poor lift, you're working up to a top set, you have a really bad warm-up set, that doesn't necessarily mean that you're not going to have a great top set. You know, maybe you were just off for whatever reason. A lot of times too, it's mental. A lot of times it's mental. One of our teammates the other day, I was watching her deadlift videos and she pulled on a weight. She was attempting it for a second, didn't go anywhere. I saw her just kind of refocus, gather herself, absolutely come back and crush it for multiple reps. All right, it's just getting in the right state of mind is really important. I was telling you guys about our teammate Kenny the other week. All right, he was mentioning the bar placement wasn't right in his back. He was like, nah, it just doesn't feel good. It's like pinching my back. And I was like, nah, we're hitting this weight. I knew that Ken just needed to kind of get his mindset right. So that's what I coached him for. I was like, nah, we're not leaving until you do this lift. right? I knew what that's what he needed in the moment. It wasn't anything technical. He looked fine. Just he had to get his mind in it. And sometimes that's all it takes as well. But to understand that, you know, you don't want one specific attempt to really bleed into the next, because I've gone into the gym on days that the last thing I've wanted to do is train. I mean, raise your hand if you're with me on that, right? I'm sure many of you have gone through that, where some days it comes down to discipline because the motivation is completely not there. All right. How we feel is just, we're not into it, right? We're totally going off discipline, because everything in our mind, even though the body can complete the session, you can always will the body to do what you want. Okay. That is one of the most important things. If you take anything from this right now, you can always will the body to do what you want. And a lot of people don't visit that deep water territory where you need to just have that discipline and will your body to do what you want it to do. Okay. But that's really, really important to understand, that the mind always controls the body. The mind is always first. So on those days where you do not feel like training and it's totally undisciplined, that's when you need to have that discipline to just be like, I'm going to show up. I'm going to bring the best attitude I possibly can. All right. Maybe something happened outside the gym, but you need to be able to compartmentalize that. Be like, all right, well, you know, there's nothing I can do in the moment. I'm here to train. I'm here for me, and I'm going to make it happen, and I'm going to put my best foot forth, okay? And sometimes you just need to find that willpower within a session. But when you're working up the top sets and you already get it in your head that it's a crummy day, I'm going to shit the bed here, right? I've seen so many lifters come in to the gym with a poor attitude because of what's going on at work. They're tired. They didn't get much sleep. They didn't eat as much as they want. That's a big one, all right? I've seen a lot of lifters come in for those 5 p.m., 6 p.m. sessions. Just, I didn't eat much today, man. I think we just got to keep it light, all right? Got to will the body in those situations, okay? I hate it because we can easily create excuses. My knee's feeling off today. I didn't eat enough today. I didn't sleep enough last night. I slept like 2 hours. Some of my best training sessions have been when I felt that way. And you start mentally throwing in the towel, and you can't do that. You can't ever mentally throw in the towel before you even get under the weight. You got to get under the weight. You got to give yourself a shot. All right. But you're going through the workout. You end up hitting on a bad lift, right? Everything might be feeling good. And as soon as things start getting heavy, because that's when you got to pony up. That's when you got to get on the mindset. That's when you got to have things dialed in. When things start getting heavy, you can't let one lift determine how you're going to influence that top set. All right. It's very easy to do. Just from my perspective, like a quick lifting, the first time you get in a shirt for the day, you're starting to let it kind of cut into your skin and get into the right groove. It feels god awful. And our teammate Charlene just went through that. Here is someone who competes at some of the highest levels out there, just won the USAPL Pro Series. And we just got her back in the shirt for the first time the other day. And it feels foreign. It doesn't feel good. It was really biting the shit out of her arm. All right. But she didn't let that deter her from the session. She ended up crushing her goal weights to the board. She ended up looking great on back down sets. So she knows how to really, all right, I'm just adjusting to this, put it out of my mind, attack the next task at hand. And that's what you have to do. You always have to protect the mindset. And if you listen to that Chad Akes talk, you'll hear him discuss about how, you know, he could go and fail an opener in the back room, but then not be worried about that. Just, he knows, all right, I'm out on the platform, it's game time. And I know that lift isn't indicative of how I am going to compete today. All right. And that's how you have to look at it. All right. And you can't let what happens in the warm room affect you on the platform. My last meet, the warm room was god awful. It was absolutely, it was probably the worst situation I've ever had to bench in. It was a slippery pad, slippery floor, just one of those kind of like warehouse floors. You got to wear, they tell you to wear non-slip shoes in type of scenario. Absolutely awful. I literally wrap bands around my feet, try to get any traction. And I'm expected to come out in the platform and open with like 535, and I'm failing 440 in the back. I'm literally like having a hard time with 440. Now I got to come out in the platform and hit 100 pounds more. Damn right I'm going to do that, though, because I'm able to understand, all right, I'm not going to let this lift dictate what's happening out there. Different scenarios. I got carpet out there. All right. But if you start getting in your head because of that last warm-up in the back room, and you start letting that affect you mentally, and you're, maybe I just don't have it today. I don't know. What was up with that? Why am I missing a lift? I've seen that happen a ton of times in the back room to lifters. You know, and in that moment, I'm just trying to coach up, hey, you know, time to get your mind right. Now, this is the time to go out and do it. All right, just because that didn't go your way. All right, let's make it work on the platform. So really, really important to be able to have that skill. Got to protect the mindset. And some ways that I like to do that, guys, because I've certainly been in those scenarios. I'm actually going to go through a few scenarios where, you know, I've felt that way. And it would be otherwise really, really easy to let it affect my mindset. And, you know, even it has, I'm not impenetrable to a bad mindset creeping in. I've gone on record and said in the back room, you know, when I'm getting ready for my attempts, I'm instead of mostly positive thoughts, I'm just trying to keep out negative thoughts, because it's very easy when you're in the moment. You're like, all right, well, what would happen if I failed this lift? And this starts going through your head, right? And it's like, all right, well, you know, maybe this variable wasn't good for me today, or maybe this was off, and you're already kind of coming up with excuses of why it would be okay to fail a lift in that moment, right? How many of you have been there? I certainly am all the time. I'm always going through, well, yeah, I failed my opener twice. Well, you know, no one's really expecting me to hit this third. Yeah, what's the big deal if I fail it? It's just not my day. Gotta shut those things down, guys. You gotta shut those things down. How I like to go about doing that, affirmations, visualization, two important tools that I always draw from, that I highly encourage you guys. You know, I've talked about doing affirmations, visualizations. I have additional trainings on that here in the guide section. So that's big, guys. Affirmations. All right, what are affirmations? That's you telling yourself positive things. All right. Affirmations like, I was telling this to our teammate Kristen, right? I was telling her, all right, if we're trying to break through 135 bench, I want you continuously telling yourself I'm a 150-pound bencher. All right, when I was pushing to the 800 bench, I was constantly telling myself I'm a 900-pound bencher. Okay? I would tell myself that over and over, I'm a 900-pound bencher. When I started a training cycle, I'd write my goals down, physically write them down, post them up somewhere you see it every single day, everything you want to accomplish. And then, you know, you have to make an affirmative statement. You'd be like, I will do this on this date. All right. I am a great lifter. I am an awesome athlete, right? I put in the work. And if you have any self-doubt about anything, you have to just continuously write these things down. I was working with a teammate that was on our team last year, and she really, really struggled with having these affirmations written down because she didn't really feel like she earned those titles, right? What she was saying about herself didn't feel sincere. And I told her, you just have to keep doing it, right? Because you're going to start, because that whole idea is that you're not confident in those things now. You're not confident that you're capable of benching whatever or lifting whatever or having a good meet performance. You have self-doubts. That's what we're trying to wipe clean. So that's why we have to continuously write these things down. Okay. I told you guys I have a album where literally every time you guys say anything positive or nice about myself, your experience with the team, I have a album for that. I call it Feel Good Album. And I fill it with all that. I fill it with anything that makes me feel good, makes me feel confident. Makes me feel like, damn, what we're doing here, it's really impacting you guys. And I love that. Absolutely love that. Makes me feel awesome. That's why I do what I do. So it's really like a why I do what I do album. And I'll look through that on a regular basis just to remind myself of, well, we're really making an impact here. We're really affecting people in a positive way. All right, we're really adding to someone's life here. This is some important stuff. This isn't just, it goes beyond lifting, guys. You know, we're really teaching like life lessons that happen under the bar, progress, the discipline that goes into accomplishing goals. It affects you downstream everywhere in your life. It's not just pertaining to lifting. You know, this stuff goes well beyond that. Gotta have those kind of affirmations. And, you know, it's as silly as it sounds, like you gotta be in the back room. If you're not having a good meet or you're missing lifts or whatever's going on, you gotta just constantly be like, all right, go back to your affirmations. I am capable of this. I am going to lift this. All right, just keep going through it. I've put in the work. I deserve this lift. Right? Whatever it is, you got to start doing that to influence your mind, because again, you have to protect the mindset. Comes back to always protect the mindset, because the mind controls the body. If you take your mind out of play first, even if your body might not be capable of it that day, you've already lost the battle. Okay, guys, as soon as you take your mind out of anything, you've lost the battle. You are not going to physically overcome the mind. Okay, keep that in mind. So visualization, that's another one there. Visualization is, I've talked about before, you go and take a lift, view yourself in your mind, close your eyes, all right? Visualize yourself in the moment taking this lift and crushing it. Play through it in your mind. You know, studies have shown that's a really powerful thing, to be able to visualize your mind. Back when I played baseball, this was something that I remember. One practice, coaches took us out to the outfield, had us all lay on the ground. It's like, close your eyes. We're going to do this drill. And literally, we were just visualizing. We had a big ball game coming up. We're training hard for it. We all laid down on the ground. And he's just going through scenarios. It's like, all right, you're up to bat. There's a man on second. You know, just kind of going over what the scenario is. All right, and we're just playing through it as if we're living it, right? It's just, we're playing through it in our mind as if we're in the scenario. And boy, is that like a powerful thing, because you know, you might even encounter that situation in a game and you're like, well, damn, I've already kind of ran through this. Like, it's already been done in my mind. And I think there's been studies done as well on when someone cannot train a certain body part, or you know, maybe your arms in a cast or something like that. There's actually been studies done where if you visualize yourself actually contracting and training that arm, you actually hold on to more muscle. It's really wild. You know, or I know if you train the other arm, right, that actually preserves muscle on the opposite side, which is already pretty crazy. But like visualizing actually training too in your mind actually helps the body like preserve or build some muscle, right? Not build, because if you're in a cast, I mean, you're kind of holding on to what you can, but it's pretty wild, ain't it? That's all power of visualization, like running through in your mind. You start to believe whatever you're thinking. Okay. Super, super key. So I come back to those two things. If you guys struggle with this, affirmations, visualization, my go-to things I've always leaned on. So I'm going to run through a few scenarios that I've been through with this situation of where, you know, you may have doubts creep in. It might really set you off. And some of these might, you know, be like, I gotta get out of this meet. I'm going to bail out of this meet. I'll look for another one later on down the road. As a coach, I get approached quite often by athletes looking to switch meets or be like, I think I'll pull out of this meet just because of some poor sessions, right? We shouldn't let that happen to us, guys. We shouldn't let that happen to us. We should always just put ourselves in the arena and give it our all. All right. That's something I really believe in, right? Get in the arena, just give it your all. All right. Go down fighting. you're going to put in all this work and you're committing to this thing. You know, it always depends on the scenario, but try put yourself out there, right? Even if we're not going to hit the numbers that we're looking to hit, put yourself out there, finish the fight. That's just kind of a disciplined, moral type of thing. Just finish the fight. When you commit to something, finish it. All right, that's just a discipline thing. So here's a few things that have really kind of rattled me, or, you know, I was able to actually suppress any negative emotions that might have happened from these, but these are things that happened to me. I was doing a meet where I was going to hit a 735 opener on bench. And I was like, a week or two, I think it was 2 weeks prior to the meet, it was the opener day. So you guys know when you take your openers and things, that's a big day because you want to end on a high note. Like that's your last lift. That's something heavy. You want to end on a high note. You want to end confident. That's a big lift. I failed something in the mid 500s, right? I was just at the point where I had so much inflammation in my elbow and the way the shirt was cutting into my tricep, it literally like was making my arm go numb. And I was like losing proprioception of like where my arm was with that amount of weight. Like it was just kind of cutting off feeling and a lot of inflammation on my elbow and it just felt awful. And like literally I failed mid 500s and I'm thinking to myself, I'm starting to freak out a little bit. I'm like, well, what the hell, man? I am supposed to open with 200 more pounds. Shit, I'm in trouble, right? That would be your intuition, right? But, you know, I'm seasoned by then. So when that occurred, it's like, I just need to give the elbow rest. I just cut benching for those 2 weeks leading up to the meet. And, you know, went in, I had my best meet performance, 21-20 total. 775 bench I ended up on. Felt pretty decent throughout the whole thing, right? And yeah, I could have let that really affect me, but I'm sure you guys were 200 pounds off your opener 2 weeks out from the meet. You'd start to be like, oh shit. But it's another example of how you need to separate certain performances because especially at that time, you're not always going to be fresh. You're not always going to be at your best. The only time you should be at your absolute best in training, like recovery bucket Berman, right, is at the meet. You know, it's always at the meet because, I mean, even if we're going to test maxes, we're probably not going to be as rested as if we take that time before a meet to truly peak. So that's when we're going to be at our best optimal performance is resting before a meet scenario. So I was able to kind of put that out of my head and just rely on like, hey, you know, ain't nothing I never been through before. I know the rest is going to do me good and I'm going to be able to go out there and execute, and ended up being a fantastic meet. Last meet, I missed my opener twice. So the whole story behind that is I was jumping around in shirts, but leading up to it, right? And, you know, I get into the meet and everything just feels off. I don't feel like I'm getting that pop. I was telling you guys how, you know, even in the back, I failed 440 just about. I didn't fail, but I was, you know, it was like max effort in the back. Get out to the platform, the failure opener twice, guys. That's deep water territory right there. Because, you know, you're now one lift away from bombing out, which sucks even more when, you know, if you're really gunning for a certain total or placing, or you just hit a record squat, because you do have to finish a meet in order for those types of things to count. It's a tough scenario to be in when you are one lift away from bombing out. All right. You are down to your last shot at that point. Like your goals for the day are pretty much shot. You're just trying to get this lift in to keep yourself in it. So already there, you're already kind of devastated that you're not like gonna execute at the level you'd like for the day. So you don't have that going for you. You're trying to will yourself to stay in it after you just missed your opener twice. Even tougher when it's raw. That's tough to come back from because, I mean, something's clearly wrong there. But that happened to me last meet, right? Got down to my last bench, took a Hail Mary, just switched into a shirt. I called for the shirt after the opener. We didn't able to get it on until after the second. Ran to the back room, totally threw on a new shirt. I'm exhausted. I'm huffing and puffing. I'm getting ripped into this tight little shirt. I don't even know if it's going to be the right fit, super tight. And I'm just like, Hail Mary, man. I'm going out there. I'm just going to see what happens. So I get out to the platform and I was able to nail it. I was able to nail it pretty good. And in that time, you really have to just, again, come back to experience, come back to visualization, come back to building confidence in your mind and just, I'm just going to go out there and see what happens. And it's really keeping negative thoughts out of your mind. It's again, it's about being able to separate lifts. All right. I'm not going to let these prior two lifts affect what I'm about to do now. I know how to execute. I'm in a shirt I feel confident with. All right. Scenario, not the greatest, but hey, I'm going to go out there. I'm going to do what I know how to do. All right. I'm going to go out there and I'm going to execute the level I know how to execute. And it's being able to draw back on that, keep negative things out of your head. In that moment, I'm not thinking, well, hey, I gave it my all today and I'm not giving myself up mentally at that point, right? I'm not going to start throwing in the towel mentally because again, the mind is going to dictate your physical performance. There was a time when I was trying to qualify for the Arnie back when, you really needed to hit certain qualification numbers. It wasn't an open meet back then. And I was gunning that whole year to hit this total. And it was, I believe, a 585 bench that I knew if I didn't hit this attempt, I wasn't going to make it up on deadlift. So it already came down to this final bench attempt. I hit the opener. I missed the second. And I was like, I need to take this again because I'm not making up the deficit. I hit the total at the end of the day on the head, working my ass up this whole year. That was probably when I was, I would say, the most motivated and driven, right? It was earlier in the big benches timeline, right? So it was a priority to me, but I was still very much like pursuing my own lifting goals at 100%. Whereas nowadays, it's more or less kind of a hobby deal. I'm pushing myself, but I care more about what we're doing here on this team and leading you guys and being a coach to you guys. Which is a full-time thing, right? Making sure, the wheels are running here. And at that time, I was working my ass off. So it meant a lot to me. It meant a real lot to me to qualify for this event. I was not going to miss it. So there being on my last bench attempt, really, really difficult to keep my head in it. And just had to do it, came back, was able to nail it, was able to get the qualifying deadlift on the second attempt. And it worked out. But if I would have gotten my head, again, if I wasn't able to separate myself from what just happened on that second attempt, there's no way I would have already have taken myself out of that lift. Just this past training cycle, I think I failed somewhere I failed like a 500 deadlift. Wasn't good. I think I came onto the team here and was live and talked about that too, because I like to be transparent with you guys when I go through things too. Could have let that bother me, but came back. I think I ended on like a solid 518 or something. Deadlift's been feeling great. So you can't let yourself get tripped up from one bad session, one bad lift. If you're in the warm-up room, you got to be able to isolate those lifts. All right. Whether it's technical or you're missing it on strength. The important thing from our talk here today is being able to lead your body with your mind. Because the mind is the first thing to go, but it will also control what your body does. Okay. So if you struggle with mindset, you're going to struggle on the platform. A lot of lifters will come to me and ask me, I'm hitting my best lifts in training and I can't seem to put it together on the platform. Well, there's a host of things that can kind of go into that, but one of the big ones is that it's such a different environment, such a whole different scenario when you factor in being at a meet, traveling to a meet, the commands, the people there, people watching you, judges judging you, versus you're at the gym with your friends, you're at home. And, you know, it's totally different mindset because nothing's going to happen to you if you don't hit the lift. Right. Whereas if you're out traveling at a meet and you got me there or coaches there and you got judges judging you and your family watching you and a live stream going, everyone's watching you. All right. You don't want to let them down. You feel like you let them down, failing a lift. All right. So that's go time, right? It's a totally different mental environment. If you're training at home, what's the worst that happens? Shitty session. Walk inside, right? Complain to your friends. Ah, damn it. Shitty session. That's the worst that happens, right? If we're out of meat, the stakes are a lot higher. It's tough. It's just tough. And how you control your mind is a great starting point. All right. It's a great starting point. So I think right now you guys can ask yourself, is that me? Does that sound like something that I do? Am I the type that, you know, if I'm at a meet, those negative self-doubts start creeping in? Or if I'm in training, if I hear a certain number, you guys should be asking yourself, if you can't hear your numbers be called, something's up with that. All right. Now, that's a great training tool to, we had to talk about this in our group chat the other day. It's a great training tool. And, you know, listen, I sometimes don't even want to know my numbers too, right? Because that just helps us, again, be able to, we're just going to go out there and execute. We don't start mentally thinking about it. But you should also ask yourself, why is that? Am I mentally getting tripped up with a certain number? And how can I control those negative self-doubts that could creep in? And if you're able to do that proficiently, it's only going to make you a better lifter. You shouldn't necessarily need to not hear your lift. Right. It's a good strategy, but not something you should have to rely on because you should be able to control your mind, control it, how to be able to just control everything. You know, if you can take control of the great control center, everything else is going to flow. Okay. So there you have it, guys. I hope this was a valuable training for y'all. I really loved how this came up in our conversation with Chad Aches. Ikes, I suppose I should call him, but I call him Aches. Chad Aches. And, you know, I just wanted to kind of elaborate on that, share some of the things that I've been through that were tough. Definitely tough. It's not like, you know, I'm bulletproof and was able to just shake these things off completely. They certainly shook me a little bit, right? But there's scenarios in which I was able to block out the noise and finish the job and execute. And it's because of that. Affirmations, visualization, use those as tools. Those are huge, huge tools to help you control your mind. And I'm sure there's other drills out. I'm sure Coach Brad's going to do an awesome training next week and really show you some other stuff on how to ground yourself. I'm sure there's many other tools other than just what I mentioned today. And, you know, that's something we can explore too and something you guys can check into. I really find it fascinating certain religions and, you know, like monks, for example, or like Buddhism and the whole idea of Buddha and just being able to kind of harness your emotions, harness your mind. I find that very fascinating. It's definitely a trait in which we can train. And as a power lifter, it's a very powerful one. All right. So, again, hope you guys found this valuable. If so, like the video, comment below your takeaway, and I appreciate you guys watching. Thank you for listening to the podcast. If you found this helpful, I'm looking for powerlifters who want to add over 10 pounds to their lifts in the next 30 days. If you've been struggling to make progress or have been lacking motivation, let's chat. Message me next level at Big Benches on Instagram. See you next show.